Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Bev Flaxington is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Bev is a great member of our Brain Trust. She is the human behavior coach. She's the author of a number of books, including Make Your Shift, the 5 most powerful moves you can make to get where you want to go. And she's our good friend, Bev Flaxington. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, I'm always so happy to be here, Jim. Great way to start my day.
Good to have you here, Bev. Thanks for joining us. So, when you talk about not having too much to do and not enough time to do it, you just gave the definition, basically, of a small business owner, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the life we live.
It is absolutely, and you know, it's that feeling, Jim, I think, where, you know, there's a research study I like to cite often that was actually done in the 1920s by a Russian psychologist named Dr. Zygonik, and they tried to study what it is that really caused people the most anxiety, what stressed them out, and so what they found was unfinished tasks. The more you put on my desk that you don't allow me to finish, the higher my anxiety level goes. And when you think about a small business owner, we don't ever get to full completion, because even if you finish something, there's something else waiting for you that needs to be done. So it is that sense of, you know, when do I get to catch up, catch my breath, and then look at the next series of things to do. And so a lot of
things that you finish, Bev, even things that you finish, you button up a project the next morning or maybe the next week, it's old news. It's passé. Somebody's come up. There's something new that you got to deal with. And so what is it, as we think about managing our time and managing our projects, instead of thinking about finishing projects, shouldn't we just think about leading change and sort of have that as an overarching attitude so we don't just get so crazy that we just realize that from day to day in the 21st century economy, we're more likely to be leading change than finishing projects. What do you think?
I agree so much, and I think that there's two components to this. You hit one right on the head, which is the idea of being a facilitator, a change leader, and willing to embrace that and figure out how to make that part of what makes you successful. You know, the other piece is, I think, getting very focused. You and I were just talking about, you know, the importance of going to the expo, having goals, and I think that,
expo,
too,
right?
You know, having goals and some small set of priorities, you know, starting off my day, what are the 3 most important things for me that are going to move me closer to my goals? Because I think so many people, Jim, are just, it's very random. They're very reactive as opposed to saying, this is where I want to go.
Well, one of the things that I do is when I start out my day, I say, okay, what has to get done today? And what do I need to do now for that somebody else needs to be working on, that if I can give them this information or this part of the work, they can go do their thing while I'm working on something else. I really try to look at things like that, but especially things that other people are part of, and I make sure I get it off my plate so I give it back to them, because if I've got a project that somebody else is working on, and I'm not doing my part, then I've got 2 people stopped.
But
I got 2 people who are unproductive.
You've identified something here, Jim, that if we could just capture this for a moment, because especially the small business owner, the art of delegation. You know, you just said something so powerful, which is, you know, if you look at an hour of your time, there's certain things that are going to be really high value for just you to do. But there's other things that are not as valuable for you to be doing. Maybe they're not your skill set. Maybe they're not as important in the scheme of the project. Maybe they're not, you know, your expertise. And this is another thing where I'll see small business owners just, you know, you get the picture of somebody just drowning in this work and not being able to look and say, who could I hand this to? Or is this something that I should be doing, or is this something someone else should be doing? So you feed on some. So many of us, you know, we'll just, well, let me just slog through it. Or if I just work a little bit longer, I can just get it done. And today's age, with so many, if people don't have the staff that they need, there's so many outsourced options. I send some of my small business owner clients even to, you know, websites like Fiverr.com, Guru, right. Elance. You know, I say, hey, if there's a piece of something you need to get done, let someone else do it.
Right, and there's no question about it. And delegating, if you're the founder of your business, if you're an entrepreneur, delegating is not, does not come natural, because you did it when you were the only one to do it. You now think that you're the only one who can do it, and the person that you would turn it over to won't do it perfectly, even if they finish it, which you think you could do it perfectly. And so you've got all these thoughts that are blocking you from delegating, and what you have to do, and to me, the way I learned about delegating, and I'm better at it than I was, but I'm still not good at it, is realize that you can't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. You got to seek excellence, not perfection.
Very well said. And I think one of the reasons that we do struggle with it is, you know, in my business, I want my clients to be served at the highest level possible. And because we own it, it's us. You know, we deliver, I think, a quality, and clients see that, and that's what they come to expect. And the truth is, I think we have to acknowledge other people are going to care about their work, and they are going to deliver their highest quality. But to your point, it probably isn't ever going to meet our standards, because this is me. This I'm delivering what my clients are looking for. So I think it's really looking at pieces. If you find yourself sitting at your desk, or you find yourself in your business, whatever it is, retail, office, consulting, whatever it is, you find yourself and you're doing something and you just think for a minute, you know, is this really highest value for my time? Those are the kinds of things you want to start to try to capture and say, this is what I need to find somebody else to do. So maybe it's not the customer or the client interface thing, but it's probably a lot of the other things that go to delivering whatever that customer needs.
Right, exactly. And maybe instead of managing time, you should be managing performance and excellence. Maybe those are the two things. Bev, I need your website, please.
TheHumanBehaviorCoach.com.
TheHumanBehaviorCoach.com. Bev Flexington and I... we'll be right back, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.